Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Live and direct from the Thomas H. Sizer Sports Center here on the campus of Bishop Brossard High School in Alexandria, Kentucky. Tonight, it's good to be back home. The Mustangs in the house. And we will take on the Boone County Rebels in an NKAC Division II contest. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to tonight's ball game. It's been a pretty good evening for the Mustangs. So far, the freshmen earlier at 5 p.m. ball game took on Campbell County in what was the finals of the 37th District 4-team tournament and defeated the Campbells by a score of 35-25. Played well. Austin Johnson and Caleb Clark put up 12 points apiece. Mustangs never in any trouble in that one. Led from the onset and in the game just concluded. It was the Bar Glass show. Bar Glass leads the Mustangs, who won 58-37 with 26 points with 5 threes. Wyatt Feldman contributed 10 in that game, too, was a Brossard commanding victory from the get-go. David, good to be back home. We've been all over the place at Scott. We were supposed to be at Calvary Tuesday night, and it's kind of a shame that that game did not go down. We played well at Scott on Friday night. I was at practice Monday night. They were ready to go. We were healthy, and unfortunately, just a really hard two-hour snowstorm between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. put the kibosh on that, and that game has been rescheduled for next Monday. Now, unfortunately, I was a little afraid because we had three regular season games scheduled between then and when we play on Monday, and afraid that, you know, we were healthy, we were looking good, that something bad might happen to us. Well, it didn't even take that long. Yesterday afternoon, playing down at NKU, Carson Hesse comes down, sprains his ankle. He is in a boot and kind of undetermined when he will be back. So,
any idea? I mean, is it 1 week, 2 weeks?
Well,
one game? I mean,
I don't know. When you see him walk by, you might want to check with him.
Yeah, I'll scream down to him. Coach Mike Shack up here checking things out, interrupting our broadcast. Oh, we got the starters here. Is this what you're looking for, Mike? All right.
Looks like we got a couple changes to the Boone County.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh, God. Yeah. that's bad.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it looks like some of the subs for changes. We'll pick that up later. That's no problem. But at any rate, the Mustangs now, as you said, we said, are without the services of Carson Hess. Your thoughts on anything?
Yeah, I thought we played extremely well. Scott, you know, and I had a friend, I told you this, Dave, I had a friend come up to me and said, you know, hey, no disrespect to your program, but how did you guys beat Campbell County? And I had a look and squirt in the eyes and said, you know, how'd you guys lose to Calvary? He goes, we're still trying to figure it out. And you know, when we play, we play. And, you know, the Campbell County game, I don't want to say it wasn't a fluke, but it kind of wasn't a fluke. We played well. We guarded who we needed to guard. And then we got to Scott. They've got a superstar freshman out there who's averaging 25 a game. I think we held him to 12 or 14 points.
Yeah, we did a great job on him.
And, you know, I didn't think that we even you know, did special guarding on. We didn't do box chasers. We didn't do a triangle two, nothing like that. You know, so I just thought we did a good job when we needed to do a good job. Your biggest comment that night was when we hit our threes, we win. Well, we didn't hit our threes, and what did we do? We won. And I wouldn't say we won convincingly. We beat them by, what, 9, I think it was?
Yeah.
And that was a great game, once again, all around by the Broster Mustangs. And
yeah, we're rounding into form. We're playing well. A lot of good things happening for us, and that's why I just hated, you know, I think very confident that we would be sitting here right now in sole possession of the number one seed in the 37th district. And then with the slate of games we have coming up, St. Henry's Friday night, that is a conference game. We will broadcast the JV and varsity games Friday night because I want to interview Jake Martin, the new Brossard football coach, between games. And then Saturday, a matinee when Eminence out of Henry County comes to call. Then we'll get one day without a game before we go to Calvary on Monday. So, you know, just take care of business, play well. Tonight we host the Boone County Rebels, who come in with a win-loss record of 6 wins and 15 losses. They are coming off a season where they were 7-23. Our Mustangs went to Boone County a year ago and defeated them 70-62. Our two teams have met on 8 occasions in recent history, and we have split 4-4. The Rebels struggling a little bit. Beat Williamstown on Saturday, but prior to that, had lost 10 in a row coming in, and their other wins were against Heritage, Augusta, Menifee County, Bellevue, and Ludlow. Bellevue and Ludlow obviously being Division III teams. So we shall see. You know, we're going to have to play well. Hopefully we will take care of business here tonight and put the ball on the wall and move on to Friday night when we take on St. Henry, always tough. And
it won't be the same without Dave Faust.
No, it certainly won't.
Yeah, went in as coach in Northern Kentucky, I believe, and a longtime friend.
You know, yep.
You say we've only played Boone County four times?
Eight times.
Or eight times, I mean, yeah. That shocked me because of our longtime relationship with them where we used to scrimmage them.
We used to scrimmage
yeah,
them.
Every, yeah, we
every
drive to
year.
Their facility,
yep,
freshman
yep,
JV,
yep,
varsity,
yep.
Mix that in, and I'm shocked that we've only played them eight times, and I guess they dropped from D1 down to, or D3 down to D2 in the conference as well.
Yeah, D1 to D2.
D1 to D2.
So, yeah,
yeah
they and yeah. Scott have come into Division II. Highlands went up, and Newport and Holmes went down. So, you know, a little bit off balance. Newport's got no business being a Division III boys basketball team, nor do the Holmes Bulldogs. But when you are in the conference, thank you, when you are in the conference,
Curtis just handed Dave a blank sheet of paper.
So when you are in the conference, you know, all of your team, and that goes for track and cross country and anything else that's classified, you know, pertains. So that is the reason they are in D3. But somebody really needs to take a look at that. Newport narrowly lost in overtime in the All-A State Tournament. The Lyon County, who went on and won the All-A State on Sunday.
Well,
so,
I think you got to look at the girls' programs as well, and
yeah,
I think that's part of what it is. And even the basketball program, you know, Sam's done a nice job with the Holmes Bulldogs down there, but, you know, the bodies just aren't turning out. And Newport, you know, who knows what they're going to come up with transfers from Ohio and transfers out of Kentucky down to Georgia with Taylon Kenny, who made the McDonald's All-Stars, I saw. Good for the local, somewhat local boy to make it big time. So,
all right, just before we start, I just want to take a moment and recognize the passing of Ken Ching Chang. Ken was a member of our vaunted S-Power 20-game winners, and he, you know, it was Shulker, Stefan, Ching Chang, Simons, you know, the S-Pires, a really, really good ball club. I put a spot on the B-Mustangs website and a link to his obituary. The Oldsters among us, remember, he played in 67, 68, 69 and graduated in 70. Big lopsided win-loss records both of those years. And he also played baseball. Actually was offered a tryout with, I believe, the Pittsburgh Pirates. He turned that down. But a quality athlete, a foundation member of the Bishop Rossert St. Mary's basketball program, and died suddenly on Sunday and will be missed.
Yeah, that's always a shame when we lose an alumni or anyone close to the program.
All right, so 2 minutes, 54 seconds here on the stadium clock. As I said, really a nice win by our freshmen here tonight. And, you know, that was a great game. It was clean. It was well played. There was good execution on both ends. And we just hit a bunch more shots than they did and won that ball game. But, you know, it was one of those that we weren't tearing each other's eyeballs out. There weren't a myriad of fouls. It was kind of enjoyable to sit back and watch two teams play basketball. And then it made it special, doubly fun when the Mustangs won.
And that you said that would count as for the district championship
as
well?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are they going to have a regional tournament?
I have no idea. That I doubt it. The last one was organized by Mason County, and the young man who really did a good job organizing and running that moved on to Rowan County, and I don't know. You know, there's a lot of things going on. Our freshmen tomorrow night will play in the Northern Kentucky Freshman Tournament. That game is 7:30 at Covington Catholic, and we are playing Newport. That, if we play well, is a winnable ball game. And if you remember last year, we advanced all the way to the Final Four of the Northern Kentucky Freshman Tournament.
Is that the Jack Calen Tournament?
It is the Jack Calen Tournament.
What a great guy he has. Been around Cubcats forever and ever. Amen.
So we shall see. We will hitch our wagon to the Greenies, and hopefully we'll take out Newport in the opening round of that tournament tomorrow night at 7:30.
You know, years ago, Rosherton was not invited to that tournament.
Well, you know, as a 10th region team, they felt that, okay, well, you've got your own fish to fry and things of that nature. And no, we were not, nor was Campbell. But then they converted it and said, well, we're not going to go 9th region, 10th region, 8th region. All members of the Northern Kentucky Boys Basketball Coaches Association are now invitees. And recently we have been playing, and this year we didn't draw Covington Catholic. So at this time we will pause for the playing of the national anthem. Burst forth with a welcome to the side dome. Seems like we haven't been here for a while. Have we been on the road? Let's see. Last time we were here was Tuesday, January 6th against Pendleton County in a very forgettable slugfest. So it has been a month since we have played a home game. Starting lineup for the Boone County Rebels, wearing number 0, Joel Brown. Wearing number 1, Bryson Souter. Drake Landrum wears number 2. This makes it easy. Drake Landrum is 2. Number 3 is Bryson Harold. And Cameron Johnson wears number 4. So 0-1, 2, 3, and 4 are the starters for the Boone County Rebels, who are coached by Todd Humphrey. And now the starting lineup for your Mustang. Starting without the services of Carson Hesse, Jackson Steffen, wearing number 1, Brady Brusky, the junior, first out. Cool, calm, and collective. Wearing number 3, the captain, Beckett Quince. Coming off a big one over at Scott, the sophomore, Brady Rowe, pressed into starting lineup action tonight. Now the shooter, Drew Steffen, and rounding out the Mustang 5. Here comes 42, Nick Cozy. Well, we've got a couple familiar officials and one carryover from the JV game. Not happy to see that, if that is correct, because that means he worked the freshman game and the JV game and did not impress me in either of those.
Well, so must have been a no-show here for the varsity squad then.
Could have been.
Or he's just picking up some OT.
All right. Well, it was either him or your buddy.
Yeah, Billy. Yeah.
Billy. All right, so we're about ready to get it on. The sun came out. The parking lots are cleared, and we are playing ball in Alexandria. Boone County controls the tip, wearing dark blue uniforms trimmed in light blue and white. Mustangs wearing our home white uniforms trimmed in green. Good defense being applied, keeping the Rebels out on the perimeter. Landrum gives it back up to Harold. Harold spins, turns, sends a pass into the paint down at the feet of Cameron Johnson. And a whistle now and a personal foul going to be registered against, is that Nick Cozy?
Yeah, let's see if the Christmas tree's lit up. I thought it was Beckett that hit him, yeah, but apparently it was Nick Cozy. I saw Beckett. I was going to mark him with a foul until I saw the fingers come up.
And the first offering put up by Cameron Johnson at the line, shooting two, is short.
That was 36 seconds of defense by the Mustangs out
there.
That was pretty good.
And, you know, we rewarded them for a really, really bad pass. Second free throw up good. Boone County draws first blood. 1-0, and the Boone County Rebels are going to play a spread out 2-3 zone. We're going inside now out. Drew Steffen. Boy, that looked good. Did not go. Back iron from beyond the arc and down with the rebound come the Reds. No long sentences. Three-point shot put up by Souter. Rebound pulled down by Beckett Kuntz, and he's on the run. Inside we go, and out to Steffen. Skip across to Kuntz. Back at the elbow. Wow. Curveball put up by Nick Cozy. Misses everything. And the Rebels down with the rebound. Good spin move into the paint by Joel Brown. Misses. Cozy down with a rebound. A lot of early game action here in the first 2 minutes of play. Now we're going to get it down inside. Brady Rowe turns, leads with the basketball instead of squaring his shoulders to the backboard and gets his shot blocked. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by the Mustang.
Full court pressure by the Stangs.
And here's a deflection and now a steal. Brusky gets it. Rim run, spins. Here comes Cozy. Up, in.
Nice.
So, good penetration by Brusky. Turns, sees the oncoming Nick Cozy, and Cozy puts it in the book.
He did that little tuck on the drive, too, to protect the ball going in. Nice move.
All right. Boone County wants to run. They're in a hurry. Three-point shot. This one is up and good by Drake Landrum. So a 4-2 visiting team advantage early on. Drew Steffen might have got away with a step, but he turns the ball over anyway. And in transition, the Boone County Rebels are going to score, and this will force a Ben Franzen full timeout. Well, once again, we tend to be sped up instead of being patient, working for a high percentage shot. And Ben wants to relay the message that, you know, right now we're being outplayed in the first 3 minutes of this ball game by the 6-15 Boone County Rebels.
And I love Coach McBride. He grabbed Brady Rowe as he came off and told him exactly what you were saying, you know, to get him shoulder square, get that position underneath the basket when he's taking that shot.
It's one of the I talked to Brady about that, but I think it was all the way back at New Richmond, and it was during a JV game. I'm sure he forgets me even having talked to him about that.
I saw
he and Wyatt Feldman are the two biggest perpetrators of failing to protect the ball by squaring their shoulders to the backboard.
Yeah. But they make things happen, that's for sure. And they're young.
So. All right, here we go. Out of the Brosser timeout.
Was that New Richmond that picked up 10 extra losses this past week?
I didn't see that.
Somebody ever since then, I thought it was New Richmond, had an illegal player and had a forfeit 10 games.
Well, we beat them fair and
yeah,
square
exactly.
With the illegal, so that does not affect our win-loss record. All right, here we go. Out of the timeout, Brusky up top. We're going to get it inside. Drew Steffen puts it up. It sits front iron. It will not go. We knock the ball loose. Steal. Steffen again. He squared his shoulders
look
in the backboard.
Brady Rowe.
Couldn't go. And Brady Rowe with a back-to-the-basket over his right shoulder puts it up and in. Rebound, stick back. Brady Rowe.
He earned that one. He grabbed that. He went in hard and grabbed it as he always does and put it in the hoop.
Mustangs back on defense. We're playing the man-to-man. We're picking them up just outside the three-point arc. Three-point shot up and leaves the course. Hits back iron and goes over the back of the backboard. Brossard now in possession of the basketball. Drew Steffen's going to get a layup. The parting of the Red Sea up Main Street. And now it's Todd Humphrey's turn to call a timeout as the Mustangs go on a 6-0 run.
That was a 6-0 or
4-0?
4-0. Yeah, I was going to say, so I thought we had some book. I was just cracking up laughing. Todd Humphrey, he grabbed this player that let Drew Steffen go straight to the rack. He met him at the foul line to talk to him about letting that happen. So, kids learning the game still here, folks. It's fun to watch.
All right, so that sends the Mustangs back to Ben, and he gets to reinforce what it is we're doing. Getting after him on defense. And now Boone County will inbound and go 84 feet.
Against full court pressure once
against
again.
Against full court pressure. They're going to throw over it successfully. Two passes and a layup. So they slice us, dice us, and retake the lead at 8-6. Here comes Nick Cozy with a rim run. Puts it up 9.5 feet, fails to clear, and the Rebels come away with the ball. Brady Rowe, like a pit bull, gets after it. He is going to force a held ball. And the possession arrow will award it to the Mustangs. Good hustle, Brady Rowe.
Wyatt Feldman stepping into the game, going to give Nick Cozy a little blow.
Cozy, the other night, did not score a point in the first half against Scott, and then was a major double-figure scorer. All right, we go inside to Feldman. Feldman kicks it out. Beckett Kuntz chooses not to shoot it. And,
kicked Brady Rowe, had it, got a low pass, and then gave up the ball, and it just rolled out of his hand.
Yeah, we lose it out of bounds. Yeah. So here comes the press again. Comes back to the inbounder, and he puts it on the deck. That's Joel Brown. Brown, left-handed dribbler.
Ben's bending the ref here right now.
Not sure exactly what he's upset about.
Yeah. He's still on him.
Well, if that's
he hooked
the guy
him. He hooked
the
him.
First two, and I'm sure he is. He is not very good.
Oh, they're fighting over who's going to call the foul. And it's going to be the rest point at each other. And now they're going to go to Wyatt Feldman for the personal foul.
It'll be an inbounds play by the Rebels underneath.
Oh,
and
my.
And they get it inside. And a little reverse dink layup by Landrum. And it's 10-6. All right.
Oh,
boy, we cannot handle the ball as we just lose it. Ooh, pretty good block from behind by Wyatt Feldman. Probably a lot of ball contact through the whistle. And this will send Bryson Souter to the free throw line for two.
That's two quick ones on Wyatt. Nick Cozy's got one on him. He's going to walk up. He's checking back in. And keep in mind, Carson Hesse, our third big man, is sitting on a pine in a boot.
And the first one rattles out. Wyatt Feldman, I always call him Wild Child. He is wide open play, no label, no position. He had a couple threes in the JV game tonight. He was the second leading scorer with 10 points. And the second free throw up and good by Souter. Rossert now trails 5, 11-6. Boone County's come in hungry. They've come to play.
2-3 zone they're putting against
us now. And we struggle with that. We always go north-south. We refuse to go short corner. And this time, Beckett Kuntz powers his way into the paint and scores it. 10-8 now, 2:44 to play in the first period. Yeah, kind of a dragging your foot rim run by Joel Brown, but successful.
That's one of those, we're letting them get to straight to the lane again, and we got to stop that. That's been our nemesis all year.
Ball Brady's up top, we're going to go inside. Nick Cozy out. How about you, Drew?
Yep.
Stephen lights up the side of night with a three-point goal. And that quickly, it's 13-11. Out of control. Steal. Brady Rowe. Length of the floor pass. Way up. Nick Cozy. And now we're tied at 13. So the five-point deficit eradicated quickly by a 5-0 run by the Mustangs. Inside out, three-point shot up, no good. Strong rebound put up, and then a takeaway by Cameron Johnson. So it looked like we had the rebound. Johnson steals it. Man, we get hit from behind. Ball comes out. Here come the Rebs. And it is out of bounds.
Yeah,
last touch
call
by Boone County. Paxton Minch, a sub off the bench for the Rebels. Minute 23 remains here in the opening stanza. First home game in a month. We're having no problems getting the ball inside. So, in other words, the post-entry pass to the high elbow is a sure thing. Three-point shot on the way. Beckett Kuntz launches. But again, one done. And again, Brady Borowski gets a hand on the ball. But the Rebels maintain possession. And a treble violation as Joel Brown throws his head up in the air, tries to go past a Mustang, and is whistled for steps. We're under a minute. 45 seconds. Tie, nope, down two. 15-13. Skip pass, Brusky. There's the entry pass. There is the short corner pass. And Brady Rowe, too deep. Can't get it across the top of the rim, and the Mustangs again come up empty. 3-point goal put up and good by DeAndre Robertson. So a pair of threes by the Rebs and one so far by the Mustangs. Again, inside, no problem. This is very reminiscent of what the girls do. Using Evanston as their post player. And meanwhile, as we speak, back-to-back jack threes for Drew Stephan ahead of the buzzer. And after 8 minutes of varsity basketball here in the side home, the Boone County Rebels on top 18-16 in a high-scoring first 8 minutes of play.
Well, you can tell it's been cold outside because the peas inside of those whistles seem to be frozen. It's kind of a physical game, sort of a sloppy game, ball getting bounced around a little bit. They're not calling many fouls. We have three on us, two on Wyatt Feldman, and one on Nick Cozy, and no fouls have been called on the Boone County Rebels as of now.
All right, so we start the second quarter, and the foul tallies go back to zeros. Bar Glass standing with a sheepish grin on his face. mischievous one.
Yeah, like a
26 points tonight for Bar Glass and 5 3-point goals.
Brandon Hills there giving a little grief too. So
there you go. All right, timeout for the period, end of period, and it will be a. Boone County Rebel basketball, I believe.
That ref is still working with Ben right now, but they're laughing, so. They must have kissed and made up about whatever call it didn't happen that Ben wanted.
All right, here we go. And Mustangs, first five, back in the lineup. Three-point shot quickly put up by Burke. No good. Rebound, Brusky gets it ahead to Beckett. How hot are you, Drew Steffen? Well, short, so after hitting back-to-back threes, Drew leaves one a bit short. Rim run up three white shirt rostered Mustangs, converge on it, and the Mustangs battle for it, knocked out of bounds, last touch Rebels, and the Mustangs with the ball and a chance to tie it up or take the lead. 2-3 zone. We're running Drew Steffen. Well, we pulled him up on the wing.
Oh, that's
Drew
a bad pass.
Makes is telegraph the pass as we possibly can. And this will earn him a seat on the bench as the pass was intercepted. And then Beckett Kuntz had to come down, commit the personal in order to break up the layup. That was one you never wanted to set up Justin Sider on having to commit that foul because he would have let you know it.
He would have been in the sands, yeah. Derek Beasel checks in the game for the Mustangs while Drew gets a chance to sit down and think about his passing.
And one of two free throws for the Rebs. The ball batted out of bounds in the battle for the rebound. And it'll be a Bishop Brossard basketball. Boone just runs back and throws their arms up like Iraqi soldiers standing out there, side to side. And what do we have?
A cheap foul.
Yeah, very cheap foul. This will be against the Rebs.
Connor Brightwell, number 23, a new entry to the game.
Yep. And we went down from the high hash mark, throw it into the backcourt to Beckett Kuntz. Quince goes right at the teeth of that zone. Again, we have no problems getting it inside. Three-point shot, maybe a little flat by Beckett Quince. Two white-shirt Mustangs converge on the ball, grab it, and are whistled for a travel violation.
Yeah, I couldn't see the color of the jersey and grabbed it and took an extra step.
So we're back on defense. We're going to pick them up a little higher now, up at the half-court stripe. 23, Connor Brightwell will bring it across. Out on the wing it goes. Little body check there by Beckett. He gets away with it. And now we're keeping them on the perimeter. Three-point shot on the way. Put up by Souter. No good. Rebound ripped down. Mustangs again facing a 2-3 zone. Does the Rebs do a good job getting back on defense?
Yeah, they do.
All right.
Nick Cozy says, slow it down. Relax, guys. Let's go. Let's get a shot.
Ball out on the wing. Brusky. There's where we need to look. Short corner. Brady Rowe slow getting there. Nick Cozy said, let me see what I can do, and he can draw a foul. So Nick Cozy with a little change of pace.
Paxton
Mitch. Rim attack, and he will earn his way to the free throw line where he will shoot two.
Hot-handed by our glass checking in for the first time tonight. Keep him hot. Five threes in the first game.
Yeah, this was wide right on Nick Cozy's first free throw effort. We always talk about him. Streaky good, streaky not so good. Brusky going to get a breather. Brady Rowe talking to himself. That's not unusual. All right, Nick Cozy, let's come away with one, please. Second one on the way, and this one is in the book. 5 points on the ball game for the Knickster, and it is 19 now to 17.
5:48 remaining in the half.
Mustangs keeping them out on.
Yeah, I saw that there.
Didn't see it.
There's that is a charge.
Yep. Nick Cozy doing his best Carson Nassy imitation. Stands in, takes full contact. Charge, and the Mustangs will be in possession of the basketball. That, I believe, on Paxton Minch.
That's what I had.
All right. Rebs being a little more aggressive. There we are inside again with the free pass. Cozy distributes it outside to Beckett Kuntz. Kuntz up top. Now here comes Cozy down low.
Take it.
Draws a double. Spun in the opposite direction. Found himself wide open and finishes. We're now tied at 19. 5 minutes to play in the half.
Throwing Trout now on the line.
Yep.
Checking it. Ooh,
yeah,
nice
we're using
there,
our
yeah.
bench depth here tonight. 3-point shot, and it is good by Bryson Souter. The Rebels have hit three of them from three different players.
Oh, that's a bad entry pass of ours.
The bad entry pass, and I don't know where Nick, he should just get rid of it, get it out on the perimeter and reset.
Trying.
Boone has a good three-point shooter, and that is Drake Landrum.
He's hit
one of them. He has hit. He hits them at a 40. He's hit 23 of them at a high percentage. All right, back with the bow. Bar passes up a three. Wyatt Feldman says, "Oh, give it here to me. I'll launch it," and does. No good. Long rebound out to the Rebels on the run. 3-point shot. No good. Barr doing a great job
box out.
Boxing out. Yes, sir. And he gets the rebound. Meanwhile, it's one man horse game. Wyatt Feldman launches his second consecutive 3-point shot, and for the second time, it's one and done for the Mustangs.
Boy, Feldman's a madman out there.
He is. He is definitely working hard on defense. Probably trying to make amends for missing the consecutive threes. Up top, good job by Derek Beasold. Rim run, baseline, good by Joel Brown. 21, make it 24 now to 19. So once again, a 5-point deficit by the Mustangs. There is Feldman again. He puts no label on himself. Don't tell me I'm a freshman. I'm not going to not shoot it because I'm a freshman. But he's missed three of them in a row. All right. Wide open three coming up and good by Bryson Harold. So we bring out the best in other teams' three-point shooters. But right now we're down 8 points.
And Nick Cozy kicks the ball out of bounds.
Kicks the ball. Wyatt, or
Beasold. Derek Beasold's on the ground for that one. Kicked it. Tied the ball up. Possession arrows in favor of Boone County Rebels. Now this quarter, we've got one foul against us, and Boone County has four. Complete opposite of we were 3-0 in the first quarter.
Ball into the corner, and again a three-point shot. This time by Brady Brusky, and this time bullseye. 27-22, and we needed that one.
We got our first five back in, playing against the Boone County Rebels.
All right, trying to get a little late hand momentum.
Overplay.
Meanwhile, yes, we free up Bryson Souter, who gets it to the rim and makes it 29-22. Rebels playing happy. 2 minutes to play. Drew Steffen back in. Beckett Kuntz takes a drive. How about you, Drew Steffen? Overshoots it. Brady Rowe unable to come down with a rebound out of bounds. And again, the Mustangs come up empty. We have only scored 22 points thus far in the first 14 minutes of this ball game.
And that's 6 minutes in this period, and we've only scored 6 points because we had 16 in that
now,
first quarter.
You know, again, we need to do something other than stand on the perimeter. There is a false start, Travel. And the Mustangs now with a minute 53 remaining in the period will inbounds from the Brasser, or from the Boone County hash mark. I mean, we know what we're facing here.
Yeah.
And we know we can get it into the paint and distribute it out. Now, if we were hitting threes at a high percentage rate, it would be a formula for success. But the fact that Boone doing a good job on the defensive glass, there's Beckett Quince. So Quince draws the three, joins the three, shooting Gage. And suddenly it's only a four-point deficit, minute 12. Defense. Brown up top. He just picks it up, pulls up. Rattles won't go. Rebound attempt. Inside, no good. Ball out of bounds. Beckett Kuntz tried to get it, and it goes out of bounds off of his fingertips.
Ben,
now we're
going
to have to survive. Ball comes in. Quick shot. Peyton Krieger, and he hits it. Krieger now another Rebel to hit a three-point goal. 32-25. Great pass by Nick Cozy to the streaking row on the baseline. And Brady Rowe finishes it. 32-27. We're going to come run, jump, trap. And a timeout called by Todd Humphrey in order to preserve the possession. So with 29 seconds remaining in the half, and the Mustangs down by five. Timeout on the floor. Ernie Liggett looking up.
Looking good in his vest.
Kind of expressing just a tad of concern here.
He's been around this game long enough. Know it's a game of streaks, and Mustangs are going to go on one here early in the third quarter.
I keep waiting. Well, the Rebels have hit, what is it? One, two, three, four, five,
six.
Six.
You got a guy at the bottom of the page there. DeAndre Robinson's got one.
One, two, three.
Oh, you're right. Five. Five. You counted
five of them.
Right.
Okay.
As
a team, they're pretty good. 43%. So I underestimated them.
Yeah.
That is probably the highest three-point shooting percentage that I have seen all season.
Their overall field goal is 45%. Yeah. So
they're shooting the same from three as they are for two.
Well, they're not a very tall team, and they're about par with us, and it makes sense that they're running, gunning, and shooting their threes, and a lot of out of control shots, which will cause some of those layups not to fall. But like you said, decent shooting from three.
All right. Out of the Humphreys timeout, Boone County basketball. They throw it into the backcourt. They get it to the point guard, Joel Brown. He goes right by Brady Brusky. We stop a step over, pick him up. A lot of pressure now being put on by Beckett Kuntz. And he runs over people and standing in.
Nick Cozy
has picked up his second charge taken of the night. So this leaves the Mustangs 11-7 to see if we can close the gap. And the ball comes in. No time for long sentences. Beckett Kuntz crossed the timeline.
There it is.
Nick Cozy, open inside. We get it to him, and he scores. Three-quarter court shot, no good. Horn blows, half ends, and the Mustangs and Rebels run off, and the Rebels enjoy a 3.32-29 lead here at the half. We want to take this opportunity to thank our friends and sponsors who have stepped up to support our Mustangs this season. They don't come any better than Rick Williams at M&W Excavation, Matt Gepper at BMC Auto Rental, Paul Burst, Jim Stadtmiller, and Burst Logistics, Kurt Beal at Beal Brothers Jewelers. We remember Dennis Elix, the Alexandria and Dobling Mullen Camp Funeral Homes, Neltner Farm and Event Center, Tony and Anthony Griffith at Ken's Auto Service, Wayne Kramer at Kramer Tree Service, the Olmerding family, Silver Grove Dairy Bar, your summer place to be, Greg Johnson, Johnson Heating and Cooling, Jason Kramer, A-Town Rentals and Kramer Plumbing, Cottingham Ace Hardware, Mark Peroni at Woodman Life, Rick Shermer at True Stone Distributors, distributors of natural stone and Tiverton materials, the Nelson Stark Company, Nancy Guyman at NSG Tax Service, Justin Kramer, On the Spot Demolition and Dumpster Rental, Lifelong Mustang fans Harold and Judy Griffith, Nick and Fran Reitman at Reitman Auto Parts. Stop by and see former Ed J.J. Hoover at Hoove's Hangout Card Shop. Amp up with Clay Meppert at Amp Sports Performance, where the Mustangs train. Support these good folks who support our Mustangs. We can't do it without them. Dave Schaubel, Dave Trentman back in the booth here at Brossard, where the Boone County Rebels have come to play and they've got their shooting shoes on, taking a liking to the Cy-Dome hardwood here tonight. And what we decided, they hit 5 3-point goals in the first half. The Mustangs have retaliated with 2 of them, make it 3 of them. Drew Steffen with 2 and Brady Brusky with 1.
I've got your math now. Beckett has 1 as well. We have 4.
4 of them. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right. We can't get our numbers straight together.
No, it's old age. You get bad eyesight. I actually see much better with my glasses off, but for some reason chose to keep them on during halftime there. And the 2s look a lot like 3s, and the 3s look a lot like 2s. So, to be clear, 5 3s for the Rebels, 4 3s for the Mustangs. Drew Steffen with 2, 1 for Brady, and 1 for Beckett Kuntz. All right, Mustangs with 5 players in the scoring column, led by Nick Cozy, 9 points, 2 charges taken. 8 points for Drew Steffen, pair of 3s and a 2. 5 for Beckett Kuntz, 4 for Brady Rowe, and 3 for Brady Brusky. The Mustangs have shot 2 free throws and hit 1 of them. On the other side, the Rebels with 7 players in the book, led by Cameron Johnson with 7. 6 for Bryson Souter, 5 for Joel Brown and Drake Landrum. 3 apiece, Bryson Harold and Peyton Krager, along with Andre Robertson. They have shot 6 charity tosses and have hit 3 of them. So, 32-29, halftime lead by the Rebels. Brossard facing that 2-3 zone, and we are attacking it. Textbook 1-3-1, but everything we're doing is north-south. They are allowing us that high elbow post-entry pass, and we're distributing it out of there. We're getting some really good 3 looks, but have not connected on as many opportunities as have the Rebels.
Yeah, we're not hitting that. You're not getting that short corner shot. You know that down underneath. That's the easy money shot. You know, we're not getting that. You know, we're working the 3-2 or the 2-3 as we should, but you know, we got that baseline runner, and he's just not, you know, making things happen down there right now.
So 4 minutes 40 seconds remains here on the stadium clock. Looking ahead, as we said, the St. Henry Crusaders, always tough, and they're coached by, help me out here, the former Cooper.
The crazy man, good guy.
Was it Mason?
Sullivan. Tim Sullivan.
Tim Sullivan. So it'd be good to see Tim back in the house coaching the Crusaders. And that will be Friday night. We will broadcast JV and varsity. And I will talk with newly appointed head coach Jake Martin between ball games. Eminence comes to call. I don't know when we last played Eminence. I think we probably have played them in our distant past. Frohmeyer used to coach football down there, who was the brother of Rose Cooper. And the worst weather night that I have ever witnessed a sporting event took place at Eminence one night on a temperature-dropping sleet and rain that just was miserable, and it was a JV football game. And I'm sure that it was may have been a football game played in the worst weather all season at any level in the Commonwealth. Because, I'm a graduate of the United States Army, where you crawl through mud, you know, with your rifle clear and them shooting tracer bullets over your head. And I would have rather done that than attend that football game at Eminence that night.
Were you in the box at least?
There was no box. There was nothing.
Did you broadcast it?
We were outdoors. No.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't see you.
They had no cover at all. And then when the kids came back, you know, onto the bus, they did change out of their uniform. They were still sopping wet. And there was so much steam inside
the windows,
bus that they kept having to pull the bus over to, you know, get some air and clean the windows. And it was the night from hell when the Mustangs went to Eminence for a football game. So they'll be coming in for hoops, and that is 12 noon JV game and a 1:30 p.m. varsity game. Then later that evening, we're going to move our tack down to Campbell County High School, where our Lady Stangs are facing Notre Dame Academy in a 6 p.m. showcase game that we were invited to broadcast by the good folks at Campbell County and endorsed by Aaron Stamm. So Dan Schultz is trying to clear his schedule. And if not, I'm sure I'll be able to pick up a partner for that one. So that's two broadcasts on Saturday. We play at Calvary Christian on Monday night in that key district seeding ball game. And then go to Mason County, one of my favorite places to play, to take on the Royals on Tuesday night. Wednesday night, Harrison County comes the call, and then we finally get a day off, come up for air one day before welcoming the Red Hot Ryle Raiders on February the 13th. So a whirlwind second last week of the season coming up, finishing this week and into next week for our Mustangs.
Busy. And Danny Schultz, if you're listening tonight, or anybody that may fill in for him, I can't make it. Usually Campbell County supplies you a nice little snack bowl up there up top. The new AD up there, he said help yourself to the concession stand and gave us a bunch of snacks. Super nice.
Yeah.
I did want to give a public service announcement. I saw Wayne Littmer here as I came in for the end of the JV game. So if you had a child that played in the JV game, go to Wayne Littmer's Facebook page. He usually posts some great photos. Matter of fact, I had a few pop up in my memories today of my boys back in the day. Wayne's been doing it a long time. Good guy, and does some outstanding photos. Does some great wildlife stuff.
He did a great job with the Brossard Newport Catholic freshman game, which we won Monday night, defeated the Breads in overtime 38, I believe, to 34. All right, here we go, second half, and let's see, we have gone to a zone. All right, we are now going to invite them to try to shoot threes, but we're coming out of there pretty aggressively. Meanwhile, they get it inside, a short arm shot put up by Bryson. Yeah, wow. Look at that.
Yeah. Get in there. Pounce in there.
Yes. It is. So Brady Brusky on a take to the rim, put up a prayer. It rattled and roared, and it fell through the middle of the cylinder. A whistle followed, and Brusky will go to the line to shoot two, and he can tie this thing up at 32. Meanwhile, Brady Rowe is leaking, and he's going to sprint down to the trainer and be tended to. So you're on the clock on these. You've only got
they do let you. I was
20
about that, yeah.
seconds right. to try to remove it and get the original player back in the game.
I loved it. Carson the other day at Scott, his mouth was bleeding. And
he refused treatment.
He just looked at the guy, I'm fine, I'll just swallow it.
All right. So Brady beats the clock, rejoins his teammates. Meanwhile, Brady Brusky addresses the hoop, puts it up, no good. How about a lane violation? This guy's terrible. Very obvious lane violation as Boone steps in right in front of him, and we play on. Meanwhile, Boone gets it down inside. Brady Rowe climbs on him from behind, picks up the personal foul as Brady got a little out of position, and this will send.
Yep, he just put his hand on him and rode him up as he went up.
Cameron Johnson will go to the line to shoot two.
He's one of two, and their leading scorer with 7 points.
And he hits the first. 33-31.
Yeah, Boone keeps shooting that lead up to 5 points, and we climb back a little bit, and they shoot up to five again. We need to get a couple nice stops here and prevent that.
And the second one.
Are you kidding me?
Out.
What did we do? It rimmed out, and Nick Cozy went up uncontested. And as the ball was spinning, came down, hit his hands, and just rolled out of his hands, went out of bounds. Boone possession.
Yeah, I mean, there was nobody close.
Yeah, everybody was down the other end of the court.
Boone
that time.
Had come back and already been in their zone. Ah, that's just a shame. That's just English.
Yeah.
Working against us, and God makes it right as the Rebels force up a shot, no good, and the Mustangs come away with the rebound. So we'll just pretend that never happened. How about you, Drew Steffen? Bingo! Drew Steffen hits the target, rings the bell, and wins the QB doll. 11 points now for Drew, and for the first time, maybe tonight, the Mustangs take the lead, and Boone answers with a 2-point goal by Souter.
I said we needed a stop and a go, and we got to go, and we gave up the stop and right back down.
That was as brief a lead as a team can have. Moving it. We're moving a little better now against the zone, trying to run flashers, and I like that. Brady Rowe inside out, ball to Drew Steffen. Steffen covered up. Here comes Brusky. Drop stop. Jump stop. Basket good by Brady, doing one of my favorite things. Rim run, jump stop, puts it up, puts it in.
Nice
the
pressure.
Rebels throw it away under pressure by the Mustang defense.
Drew Steffen just jumped up on him, and the pass went really high over to the wing, and the wing saved it from coming in and threw it out underneath the basket, though.
All right. Back out on the wing. We
there
got
it is,
my short quarter. Hallelujah. The ball goes to the short corner, and we hit Brady Rowe up Main Street. Amazing how that worked.
You haven't been calling for that all year, have you?
Hell, we've never run it.
Unbelievable.
All right. Very good. Do I get an assist on that? And then Brady missed the and one. Anyway, it's 38-35, double team down in the paint. Man, Souter just goes right into the teeth of our defense. The ball comes out. Drew Steffen. Here comes Brusky feeling it. Feeds Cozy, and he is held. This will be a common foul. So we will get an inbounds play.
Joel Brown, let's do a quick hitter here and go up by five, all right? We're up 38-35 right now, 5:21 to third. How about drawing a quick hitter?
All right, Nick Cozy looking to throw it in.
Oh, he saw it. Ben saw it. I don't know what he saw, but.
We're seeing through Steffen with another three-point goal. This is Drew Steffen's fourth three-point goal and Brossard's biggest lead of the night at 41-35.
I was asked for a five-point lead. Old Drew gave me a six. Thank you.
He hit seven threes at Gallatin County a week ago.
And forced a turnover underneath the Mustangs did.
On top of a 6-3 night at Campbell County. And tonight here, he has four of them. Brossard basketball. We've got the length of the floor to go. Hang on to the ball down there, please, and we do. And Beckett Kuntz gonna come up, change directions. We try to go back door. Boone was there to take that away. That was the Curtis Beasel play.
He got lucky on that.
Actually, the man out wanted to call the first foul. His arm came up. The whistle didn't blow, but he caught it the second time. So Brusky now will throw it in. Looking.
Better look hard.
Looking. All the way out to Beckett Kuntz.
Nice screen.
Kind of undercut by Landrum. No whistle. And Beckett survives. Up top, Drew Steffen in reverse. Skip pass. Brady Rose going to come baseline.
Hammered.
Puts it up and the ball rolls across the back iron. There's my man. Wow.
He got his arms got wrapped around him.
Well, Wallace Brooks says no, and we play on. Three major chances there for a high percentage shot. We did not get it. The Rebels launch from three. Landrum no good. Prosser with a rebound. Drew Steffen, where are you going? He draws a crowd. Here comes Brady Rowe, and he takes it up Main Street in traffic and scores 8 points for the sophomore. And now it's 43-35. 3:39 to play here in the third period. Checking in, Derek Beasel back off of the bench. Getting a lot of good minutes from our bench tonight in the absence of Carson Hesse. It'll be a Boone County basketball. And are we going to get the tip? No,
we're going to.
Derek Beasel is going to put a hand in the man's back. That was not called.
Baseline.
And they hit the baseline as Joel Brown tried to dribble right across the base of the court and steps on the end line. All right, big chance to continue to expand the lead here. We're up eight. Brusky. Turn, gets his pocket pick. And coming the other way, Cameron Johnson is going to score off of the Mustang turnover.
That was the end of a 14-3 run, so we have had a 14-5 advantage since half.
That's why I drew that line. I wanted to go add it up. All right.
I just did the numbers from half.
Nice and high.
Oh, he got pushed hard. Yes,
off
he did.
Of the backboard. Cozy goes flying. Mr. Brooks is
Joel Brown.
Called a foul on Joel Brown.
That's shooting. That's five. We're going to shoot for
and
the last 251.
The Boone County Rebels go over the limit. All right, Nick Cozy. Nick has shot our two previous free throws where he is 50%, and now he is 67% as he hits the first of two. One free throw remains. And this is no good, pulled down by Peyton Krager. Bounce pass out on the wing, penetrate. Nobody stops Bryson Souter, but we take it away. Drew Steffen got hit coming and going up top. No whistle. We maintain possession. Here comes a rim run from Cozy. Said, I think I'll go back and see if I can hit a couple free throws here to help the cause.
Yeah, he was on a mission on that one. He went hard with the ball to the rack, and he got taken out pretty hard, too.
Cozy, tough kid.
Yeah, he is. Keeps us calm, too.
Sometimes. First one is up and good. He's a veteran.
Hang on. He's no Hesse, okay?
A veteran of the basketball, football, basketball wars. First one is good, and second one likewise. Two of a kind bookends in the Mustangs' biggest lead of the night at 46-37. 2:20 to play here in the third period. Yeah, miss, rebound, and up and in by Cameron Johnson. 46 now to 39. Steffen out on the perimeter.
Five count on him.
He's going to turn. He's coming to the hole. It was a great take, except he only shot it 9.5 feet. Three-point shot. Air ball. Double dribble, not called. Three-point shot again. Man, the Rebels need no time clock. Krager put it up, but down with it. Yeah, he did. Now we're a little out of control both ways. Misses on both ends. That one, Nick Cozy fired a three. No good. They are doing a good job controlling the glass. Near steal through Steffen. Shot up. Sits iron. Won't go. And now a foul.
Oh, what is this? This
yeah,
kid comes
little,
out hot.
Little
yeah.
exchange between Cameron Johnson and Beckett Kuntz.
Steffen with a smile on his face. He said, hey, come on, guys. We're good. Laughing.
So this will only be our third team foul, right? Yep.
How's our broadcast? We good tonight?
Ooh, we are off air. Why are we off air?
I don't know. I just had Drew Lombardo asking me or whatever. He was trying to tune in. Jobs, I guess, for the live replay or the tape replay. We're still on here. He's trying to fix the issue here, so I'll take over play-by-play. Brady Rowe with his feel. Gives it up to Cozy as he slows the game down. Pulls it up at midcourt. Sets up the offense. Drew Steffen the ball. Nice feed into Brady Brusky. He goes in the lane. Gets fouled hard. Two-shot call. And that foul is going to be on number 1-0. Peyton Krager, that'll be his first. All the fouls are spread across Rebels, three by Brown, two by Souter, and one by a slew of other players. That's going to put Beatty Brusky on the line to shoot two as the Mustangs are up 46-39. First one up and string music. Nothing but net by Brady Brusky. Sets up, tucks in his short. Sizes up the ball, around the back a couple times. Look at the basket. And nothing but net again. First one like the, or second one like the first one. they had a substitution come in. They stopped the clock for that.
or check back. We play from the 24.
Bryson Harrell checking into the game. And he gets the job of bringing the ball down the court.
Okay, showing back up and running. Hopefully we will finish it out. I had a similar situation at Scott the other night in the girls' game.
No reason why? Good reception?
No, it just stopped it. I can check my phone and see if we're on.
I just sent it to Drew Lombardo, who gave us a heads up. Another missed shot and rebound by the Mustangs. Drew Stephan bringing the ball down, gives it over to Rusty. The Cozy's getting badgered in there. He finally calls it. And the guy takes a swipe at him. Oh, and he's mouthing on Cozy, and his player grabs him. Number 20 just got slapped up. Paxton Minch. He was the guy that came down off the court a little hot before, and he got into Cozy's crawl after he was beating him hard and then called a foul on him, and he should have the technical on him. And he's walking over to the bench right now. Yep, so that's two additional fouls on Paxton Minch. That's going to put, because we're in a shooting situation, that should put Cozy up for two for sure and possibly for four. Not sure who's going to shoot the other two.
Okay, we're back up on and running. So
all right.
You
missed some good stuff shots.
I'll have to get caught up with you, but right now, with 13 seconds to play here in the third period,
who's going to shoot the technicals? There you go. Go shoot them, Nick. Why not? You're hot now. You've hit four in a row. Drew confirmed. We're on live.
Okay, so two. Yeah, tell him thank you very
much. Yeah, thanks, Drew. You helped us pick it up. And in the meantime, what you missed was a very hard foul by Paxton Minch onto Nick Cozy. Nick Cozy, since we're in a bonus, steps up, hits the first two free throws. They sent him back up for the technical fouls. He hits the two technical fouls. Mustangs now sit in the top, a 52-39 lead with 13.8 ticks left to go in the third quarter. The ball.
Nick Cozy on streaky good. Brady Rowe, good strong take to the hole.
Oh, this is going to be a...
Puts it up.
Wow.
Oh, good. Meanwhile, on the weak side, Derek Beasel comes down with it, gets hit.
He came from behind, almost had the ball. He shot that from behind Joel Brown. They called Joel Brown for the foul, and he was definitely in front of Beasel at that, but we will take it, but we won't get the shot.
What's funny is that I don't like is we lost the broadcast without losing the internet signal. That is usually what happens.
That's it,
but that is the second time now that I've had that occur. Fortunately, it didn't happen in Owensboro. Meanwhile, what did Derek do with his free throws?
He wore the collar, 0 for 2.
Ah.
All right, 0.3 seconds left. Don't foul is what coach is saying, and they can't get a shot off.
All right. That is the end of the third quarter, where the Mustangs limit the Boone County Rebels to but 7 points and lead it here, 52-39. So after trailing by three at the half, the Mustangs come back and outscore the Rebs 23-7 and lead now by 13.
Didn't I mention we were talking about going on a run in the third quarter?
And,
boy, we sure did with a 23-7 spread on that. We hit most of our foul shots. Credit to Nick Cozy for burying 2, 4, 6, 7 out of 8 of those for his only 7 points in that quarter. Drew Stephan with 6 points in the quarter, hitting two bombs. We have Brady Rowe with 4 points, and we have Brady Baruski with 6 points, 2 twos and a pair of free throws. Down on the lower side of the sheet, Bryson Sauter with 2, Cameron Johnson with 5. That's the only scorers for Boone County in the third period.
All right. Now that I tested my broadcast, I can't get it to stop, so that's a good thing.
All right,
here we go. 1 quarter to go, 52-39. 8 minutes to play in this ball game. Brossard has clawed their way out of the hole and have come on here to lead by 13 with 8 minutes to play in the ball game. Brossard ball to start the fourth quarter. Derek Bezold stays in. Good post feed. Nick Cozy tries to go up and under. And misses. Down with a rebound come the Rebels, and a kick on the rebound attempt by Nick.
And Coach Todd Humphrey has lost his mind. Not at the refs, just getting his players trying to execute a play.
And we are really picking them up high now.
Yeah.
So we are picking them up all the way up at the center stripe. One done. Nice rebound by Derek Bezold. The sophomore climbs the ladder, pulls down the rebound, gets it to Drew Steffen. Brady Brusky now up top, putting on a dribble act, spins, turns, shoots, misses everything. And a quick foul in the backcourt by Brady Brusky. So Brady whistled for his second foul on the night, first of the fourth period.
Coach McBride told him to go back. We picked him up at our own volleyball line, and now we're telling him to go back and play in their man.
Now we're dropping back into his zone.
Yeah, we're back 2-3.
So we're mixing it up on them, causing them some issues. Three-point shot comes from the corner. Whoosh. Nothing but net. Drake Landrum. That is his second three-point goal. 10-point Brossard lead, 52-42. Bezold down in the corner, puts it on the deck. Bounce passes. Rowe. Nice job. Brady using his body to his best advantage. Clears himself some space. And finishes.
Great,
impressive.
Great feed by Bees, too.
Yeah. Sophomore to sophomore. Three-point shot. Good. Back-to-back threes by Drake Landrum.
He's got three of them on the evening, total of 11 points.
55 now to 45. Cozy top of the key. Jab step, jab step.
Ooh, nice screen. Rowe
finds his way for it. Drew Steffen said, I haven't hit one in a while. Puts up a three straight away. It will not go. Rebels on the run. Sudden stop by Bryson Harold. And overshot. Here comes Drew Steffen on a mission. And he gets bailed out.
Yeah, he
does. Totally out of control. Not a high percentage shot. And a whistle blows, and Drew will go to the line for the first time tonight.
He is
and shoot a pair.
He is a one-on-four situation there and just was flying down the court, and a little out of control, and knew he had to throw it up and draw some contact.
And the first one is up and good. Brusky comes out a little forlorn.
15 on the night for Drew so far.
And the free throw is good. Two of a kind. Bookends. 56. Now the 45. 5:25 to play in the game here in Alexandria on Wednesday night.
When you're hot, you're hot.
3-point goal. That is the hat trick in the fourth quarter and four on the night. By Drake Landrum. I told you about him.
Yes, you did.
Here comes Drew Steffen under pressure. Backs down the defender into the paint. Serves it back out. Lane left. Beckett crunch. Getting manhandled. No whistle and a travel.
Yes.
Violation's going to be whistled against Cameron Johnson.
Give credit to Brady Rowe on that. Cameron Johnson turned around to head up court, and Brady got his hands on it and cause Cameron to grab the ball and take a couple steps to put it back on the ground.
All right. Drew, or
Bezold.
Derek Bezold will throw it in. Looking. Bounce pass is good. Brady does a good job protecting the ball. Here comes Cozy. Too strong.
Oh, my.
Up
no, they're calling it off. They said Brady had his hand on the shoulder when he took the shot, and they called it on the contact.
Oh, and they're going to call a foul. So not only does he not get the tip in, but he picks up a personal foul. Brady working hard. I thought he got a little lucky touch tip that was good, but they waved it off.
Yeah, he definitely had his hand on his back, just like that when he had the over the back of the foul down here. He rode the guy with his hand on his back. He's got to keep that glued to his hip a little bit better. It was a beautiful one-handed tip in.
Yeah, it was.
But the other hand was preoccupied on the guy's back.
Ben Franzen says, all right, let's take a time and situation timeout. 56-48. The only points scored in the period thus far have been three threes knocked home by Drake Landrum. And they have outscored us 9-4 here thus far in the period. And some of our shots are not well advised right now on top. You know, Nick has tried a couple razzle dazzles. Bresky tried one. You know, and we're working hard. We're trying.
Well, we had that great run in Q3, and you know, now Boone County, after the intermission of third to fourth quarter, have come out, and you know, the Drake Landon was just hot. The last one he made falling down, and we got to put a body on him right now. And so they Boone County possession and full length of the court, but we need a nice stop here to keep that 8-point lead because we don't want them creeping back into this game.
No, we do not. No disasters, please. All right, shout out to Max Woosley, our home game manager, providing managerial and water services to our players. And again, we're going to pick them up top. Brown dances with that center stripe. They advance it now to the top of the key. Out on the wing, it goes to Harold. Harold being confronted by Beckett Kuntz, a near steal.
Get it down court.
And we're going to throw it ahead. Cozy gets nailed. No whistle. He is trying to get it to the rack, and we are not going to get bailed out on that one. Meanwhile, the other way, easy basket up and in. Cameron Johnson. Now it's a 6-point Brossard advantage. 3:55 to play.
Brady had the gun cocked back, and Ben told him to pull back up and slow it down. Oh, and there we go.
That was a bad pass, deflected. And now a foul in the backcourt by Cameron Johnson. This will only be the Rebels' second. Both teams now with two personal fouls. And it'll be a Mustang possession at center court.
3:42, both teams with three timeouts left.
Brady Bresky inbounds the ball to Beckett Kuntz. Kuntz in the backcourt, throws ahead. Here comes good flash move there by Rowe. A pass from Cozy is deflected. And shortly, Boone was in possession of the ball, but double dribble. All right, we're going to get an inbounds pass underneath our own basket. Cozy looking, gets it in. Here comes Bresky, running right-hander, knocked to the hardwood. Bresky will pick himself up, shake himself off, and go to the free throw line and shoot two free throws.
He landed on his hip. He's rubbing his right hip a little bit here, a little grimace.
Yeah, he went down pretty hard.
Yeah, he did. That was Brayson Souter's third foul.
Football player.
Foul trouble right now.
Wide
Joel Brown.
Receiver, big defender. Go ahead.
Joel Brown, 4. Bryson Souter, 3. Paxton Minch, 3. And then Brady Rowe, 3. Brady Bresky and White Feldman, 2-2.
Bresky serves up the first and hits it. 57 now to 50. Timeout. Boone County. This will be a full timeout.
All right, Ben addressing the team right in front of us here. Great seats. I wish I didn't have the headset on at
there
time. Can I see what it's saying here?
Listen
feel like
in.
An advantage,
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you can hear him through the headsets. This is not one of those occasions. This is a strategy.
Yeah, you don't want to hear those. And we got to cover our mic sometime just in case.
Ben is very rational. I don't think I've ever heard him issue a curse word in 4 years that he has been here.
No.
I often refer to him as the most Catholic man that I have ever known. We got a bunch of those. Ernie Liggett, you know, he is very, very devout, faithful Catholic. And the rest of us, somewhat borderline. But
I hit the mass every Sunday.
You've got a family. That's good. I always,
I married Mother Teresa.
I kind of associate that with having families. And I was pretty faithful up when my dad was alive. And
I used to help your dad with his walker, not even knowing it was your dad. That was the coolest thing about that. I'd sit across from him in church. He had that front row with his walker right in front there behind the what I call the band.
Yep. All right, here we go. Brady Brusky retakes his position on the free throw line. One free throw remains. It's up, and it rattles out. Rebound pulled down by Brightwell. He's going to bring it up himself. Brusky confronts him, makes him give up the basketball. And now up top Johnson. Wing, penetrate, three-point shot.
The kid's on fire.
This kid is on fire. That is his fourth three-point goal in the period and fifth on the night. Is Bryson, I'm sorry, Drake Landrum single-handedly keeping his team in this ball game, and it's back to a four-point Brossard lead. 3 minutes, 3 minutes to play in the ball game.
Cameron Johnson just came out and stopped.
A good take.
Yep.
That was a Brady Brusky great decision. He had inside position, took it to the rack, and put it in the book. Meanwhile, the Rebels, a little anxious, cross over the face of the rim, put up a shot, and Beckett Kuntz pulls it down. Here comes Brusky, tried to duplicate his previous effort. This time met with some resistance, and the Rebels come away with the rebound.
Little jersey grab down below.
And we're going to back him out. Harold in possession. How can you call anything when a man is that out of control? But they are. Bryson Harold will be bailed out. Foul will be called.
That was on Drew Steffen.
Ruby picks up a personal.
Three each with 2:13 left on three fouls on each team.
This one is flat off of the front iron. No good. All right, Nick Cozy and Brady Rowe are two under men. We need a rebound. Harold's second effort is better. And one of two. 59-54. Brossard advantage. 2 minutes, 5 seconds to play in the game. Point, two wings, Kramer, Drew Steffen, dribbles, hands it off. Oh, what a great pass.
Nice.
Inside to Nick Cozy. Now, that is good execution. 61-54. So, two out of three really good execution baskets for the Mustang.
Nick Cozy flat out, Brett. Oh, no, that I don't like. Nick Cozy flat-out grabbed number two, and number two threw an elbow to get break loose, and they called a foul on Cozy. Cozy knew it.
Nick tends to be the whistle magnet.
He literally grabbed the kid as he was trying to cut through, and the kid threw an elbow, but I was hoping they'd catch the second one, you know.
From this time on, the Rebels will shoot the double bonus. They throw it away.
Oh, we lose it. Easy. No, we don't.
All right, we knock it away. The Rebs turn it over. Minute 25. Beckett Kuntz, seasoned veteran senior. Stop, pop, won't go. Battle rebound, down with it, Souter. Full speed ahead, Brady Rowe hitting him up high. Play continues. Stop, pop. Battle rebound. No good. And a rebound and a stick back by Cameron Johnson. So Johnson waited until we left our feet, went up, scored it, and drew the foul with a minute 5 remaining in the ball game. This will send Johnson to the line to complete the 3-point play, and he does. 2-possession ball game, 61-57. Brady Rowe up top, now Stephen. Now Brady in the corner. They've got a foul to give. And what?
They just called a foul. Number 2.
Okay.
Greg Glandron picks up that just a second.
All right, now we are in the double from this point on. We are not shooting at this point. Brady Brusky right down in front of us, ready to throw it in. And we'll go all the way to the top of the key. Down low, bounce pass. Brady, how about?
Yes.
Yes, Brady being patient, caught it, waited for the defender to go by, and he scored. 63-57, 30 seconds remains in this ball game.
Oh,
and
through the wicket.
They throw it through the wickets, and Brady Rowe there to collect it. Now we throw ahead. Beckett looks up, sees three black shirts. They're trying to commit the foul, and finally Mr. Brooks says, I will oblige you, and this will send
Brady.
Brady.
He's in double digits tonight. He's got 10 already.
He's been pretty consistent since he's been playing big minutes. This is his first appearance at the free throw line tonight. First one is money.
This is what, his second or third start of the season?
I believe it is. 13 now for the sophomore. And this one is weak, front iron. Down with the rebound comes Brown. Brown going to take it the length of the floor. Misses. Joel Brown tries to slam dunk it. He misses it. Brosser with the ball. Listen for the horn. The
oh, here we go. Look at this.
This could be bad.
Yeah, this could be real bad.
Because here comes the bench. Now, if the officials will take these are automatic ejections. Players coming off the bench for Boone. Coach Humphrey's trying to do a good job getting our people, fans, remained in the stands. Humphrey's upset with somebody. Now comes back.
He did hug Ben Franklin, yeah.
And I think we have dodged what could have been a potential
Beckett came
situation.
Down. Beckett came down, and I think it was Johnson threw the ball and kind of hit Johnson, and Johnson came up and pinned him against the wall and was in his face, and Beckett sort of said, you know, get off me and threw him away. So this could be interesting to see if anything happens from this.
No, but any time players come off the
our
bench.
Our whole bench was on the court, too.
Those are, yeah, okay.
All right, so,
yeah.
I mean.
Our kids should know that. Should know that. Any rate, we survive. We win 64-57. Let's send a shout-out to the good people who put up the money to make the Mustangs go.
Thank our friends and sponsors who have stepped up to support our Mustangs this season. Jason Woosley, Debbie Fugate, and the good folks at Darling Ingredients. Craig Bricking at Bricks Catering, your Brossard Connection caterer. The good folks at Barleycorns and the Brew House. Get on down there. Our good friend Mark Citrullo at Hollander Manual. Manufacturing, Joni, Zai, and the crew at Skyline Chili, Conan's Pit Stop, Sugar Mill Sweets, our neighbors on Beatonizer Drive, Dr. Johnson at Pro Wellness Chiropractic, Blue Roo Car Wash, your local business clean car stop, Dr. Jim Simpson at Revive Dental, Sherry Keller at M&M Mid-Valley Service, J&J Service, Fuller Ford, Bray Trucking and Topsoil, Southern Campbell Recreational Storage, All Around Good Guy John Kramer and United Plumbing, the good folks at Community Car Care, Tim and Chris Barrow, Pat Service, Bill Reinhardt, Brian and Carol Rieger, the veterans at BFW Post 3205, and the Washington Trace Cattle Company. Thank you for your support. We can't do it without you.
Dave Schauble and Dave Tremblin back in the side dome. Rather physical ball game. Some words exchanged, and I think we'll have to wait and see. I don't think anything will come out of that. The coaches intervened, split up the two combatants while both teams did enter onto the floor.
Yeah. Shirts grabbed, but no punches.
Yeah. So we'll have to wait and see. But I would hope that we just move on. The officials say, oh, I'm sorry, we were running off the floor. The coaches took care of it.
Yeah,
at any rate, the Mustangs survived 64-57. Now what's our win-loss record? We are now
above 500.
10-9 on the season. With so many cancellations and so many potential wins wiped out, hard to keep track. But tonight, the Mustangs find a way to win. David, you got the tallies. I missed a few buckets there when we lost our signal there midway through the third quarter. How does it read?
What I've got right here is for the losing Boone County Rebels with 57 points. They were led by number 2, Drake Landrum with the 17 points for those 5 threes, 4 in the fourth quarter. And Cameron Johnson as well had 17 points. No threes. He got most of his points from the two-point area. Bryson Souter with 8. Joel Brown, 5. Bryson Harold, 4. And 3 apiece from Peyton Krager and DeAndre Robinson. Total 6 of 11 from the charity stripe tonight for the Boone County Rebels. And for your victorious Prosperous Mustangs, we were led in scoring tonight by Mr. Nick Cozy with 18 points, 8 of 10 from the charity stripe he was. Next was Drew Steffen with 16.
Oh, and I want to do this so bad. And don't forget he took 2 charges.
Oh, gosh, you got me on that. All the pressure reading up the score. So Nick Cozy with 18 points, 8 of 10, and took 2 charges. Drew Steffen with 4 threes and perfect from the charity stripe with 16 points. Brady Rowe with 13 points tonight, 1 of 3 from the stripe. And Brady Roski with 12 points tonight. And Becca Kuntz with 5 points. So 5 scores tonight, 4 of them in double figures. That's what you get
pretty good.
You play the Mustangs. You get, the points are spread out, and any given night it's any given player.
Not the prettiest game ever played here in the side home. Boone County come out, played a 2-3 zone through the first half, kept us on the perimeter. We did manage, what did we decide? 3 pointers in the first half. We trailed 32-29 at the break. Come out, big third quarter, took care of business there, topped the Rebels 23-7, is that right?
That is correct.
And then finished them off in the fourth quarter with a 12-2 14-12, 2-point deficit, but good enough to win 64-57.
I had them at 18.
Okay.
Yeah,
18, all right.
Yeah.
Well, remember, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're missing a couple of buckets because of the misconnection here.
Okay, so, 18. Are right. 18 is 39 and 18 is 57.
Yep, that's my my math.
All right, Mustangs will get a day off. Tomorrow we will practice, and then we will go travel over to Covecath and watch the freshmen play in the Northern Kentucky Freshman Tournament. Game time 7:30 when they take on the Newport Wildcats. Busy week. Right back here Friday, JV Varsity. We will broadcast both ends of that and interview Jake Martin between games. That against the St. Henry Crusaders. Less than about 18 hours later, Eminence comes to call JV and Varsity. Monday night, we'll play Calvary Christian in a critical 37th district seeding contest in Taylor Mill. And then it seems like we play about every night next week. So that's far enough to look ahead. Right now, happy to get out of here with a win tonight. Boone County got to feel a little bit good about themselves to come to Alexandria and make a game of it here against what would have to be considered a favorite and perhaps a superior foe tonight. So until Friday, prior to the JV game, Dave Schauble, Dave Tremmen, saying, it wasn't pretty, it was a little ugly. We had our moments, though. There were times when we executed well. Other times, got a little caught up, sped up, but played well enough to win here, 64-57. Good night, everybody, from Alexandria.